Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Mama Natural Week by Week Guide to Pregnancy and Childbirth by Genevieve Howland is a pregnancy and childbirth guide aimed at readers who want a more natural, evidence-informed approach to the journey from conception through birth. Written in an accessible, conversational style, it combines week-by-week pregnancy guidance with practical advice on nutrition, self-care, common symptoms, birth preparation, and labor options. The book reflects the philosophy behind the Mama Natural brand. Pregnancy is presented not as an illness to be managed, but as a biological process that can often be supported with informed, holistic choices. It is especially relevant for first-time parents, readers interested in home birth or low-intervention birth, and anyone who wants a clearer understanding of routine prenatal practices from a less medicalized perspective. At the same time, it includes professional input from childbirth and lactation experts, which helps it balance natural birth advocacy with credibility and practical use. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, pregnancy as a biological process supported by informed choice. A central idea in the book is that pregnancy and childbirth should be understood as normal biological events, rather than problems that automatically require intervention. This framing shapes the book's entire structure and gives it a different emphasis from many conventional pregnancy manuals. Instead of treating the reader as a passive patient, it encourages active participation, asking questions, and understanding why specific tests or procedures are offered. That does not mean rejecting medical care outright. Rather, the book pushes readers to distinguish between necessary support and routine intervention, and to make decisions based on informed consent. This is important because pregnancy books often either lean heavily toward clinical management or present a purely idealized natural birth message. Howland's approach tries to occupy the middle ground. It supports natural birth while still acknowledging that some situations call for medical oversight. The result is a framework that helps readers think critically about their care without becoming disconnected from it. Secondly, week-by-week structure that turns pregnancy into a practical timeline. The book's week-by-week organization is one of its most useful features because it turns a long and often overwhelming process into a sequence of manageable stages. Each week becomes a prompt for understanding fetal development, bodily changes, symptom management, and preparation tasks. This format is especially helpful for first-time parents who may not know what is normal at a given stage or what issues deserve attention. It also makes the book useful as a reference rather than only a one-time read. Readers can return to relevant sections as pregnancy progresses and use the timeline to anticipate changes instead of reacting to them belatedly. The structure also supports practical planning, rather than presenting pregnancy advice as a single large body of information. The book spreads it across the entire gestation period, which reduces cognitive overload and makes the guidance easier to apply. In a category full of broad overviews, this week's specific design creates a clearer sense of pace, progression, and readiness. Thirdly, nutrition, self-care, and natural symptom relief as everyday tools. Another major theme is the use of nutrition, movement, rest, and natural remedies as everyday tools for supporting pregnancy health. The book places strong emphasis on what the body needs to function well during pregnancy, including food quality, hydration, and general wellness habits. It also addresses common discomforts such as nausea, fatigue, constipation, and other routine symptoms through non-pharmaceutical strategies where appropriate. This matters because many pregnancy guides focus heavily on appointments, tests, and risk management while giving less attention to daily lived experience. By contrast, this book treats the reader's day-to-day comfort as a meaningful part of prenatal care. The practical value is that it gives readers concrete options they can use between medical visits, rather than leaving them to search separately for symptom advice. At the same time, its natural remedy orientation reflects a broader philosophy supporting the body's own processes first, then using medical care when needed. That makes the book particularly relevant for readers who want wellness advice that is grounded in pregnancy-specific realities rather than generic health advice. Fourthly, preparing for labor through birth plans, positioning, and pain relief strategies. The book goes beyond pregnancy maintenance and devotes substantial attention to preparing for labor and delivery. It discusses how to create a birth plan, what choices may arise during labor, and how to think through interventions before the birthing process begins. This is important because labor can move quickly, and decisions made under pressure are often harder to evaluate carefully. By encouraging advanced planning, the book helps readers define their preferences and discuss them with a care team ahead of time. It also covers topics such as optimal baby positioning, natural pain relief methods, delayed cord clamping, and gentle cesarean options. These subjects are connected by a common goal, helping readers understand the range of possibilities in birth rather than assuming a single standard pathway. The book's value lies in making labor feel more navigable, Even readers who do not end up following a fully natural birth plan can benefit from knowing what options exist, what questions to ask, and how different interventions may affect the experience. That practical preparation is one of the book's strongest contributions. Lastly, expert contributions and a supportive tone that broaden accessibility. Although the book is rooted in Genevieve Howland's natural birth perspective, it also includes input from healthcare professionals, such as a nurse midwife, a registered nurse, and a lactation consultant. That matters because books in this category can sometimes feel ideologically narrow or overly anecdotal. The presence of professional voices helps anchor the content in real-world maternity and newborn care, especially on issues where practical expertise matters. Just as important is the book's tone. It is written in a friendly, conversational style that aims to reduce intimidation and make the material approachable. This is not a clinical textbook, and that is part of its appeal. Readers who feel overwhelmed by medical language or dense obstetric manuals may find this format easier to absorb and more emotionally supportive. The combination of expert input and readable style broadens the book's reach. It can serve readers who want reassurance, readers who want a more natural philosophy, and readers who simply want clear explanations. That balance of accessibility and credibility helps distinguish it from more rigid pregnancy guides. In conclusion, The Mama Natural Week-by-Week Guide to Pregnancy and Childbirth is best suited to readers who want pregnancy guidance that is practical, natural-oriented, and easy to use week by week. First-time mothers are a strong fit, but the book can also be useful for experienced parents who want a different perspective on prenatal care, labor preparation, and common intervention choices. Its main benefit is not only information, but framing it helps readers think about pregnancy as a physiological process that can be supported through nutrition, self-care, and informed decision-making. Compared with many other pregnancy books, it stands out for combining a week-by-week format with a clear natural birth philosophy and expert contributions from maternity and lactation professionals. That mix makes it more approachable than a clinical handbook and more grounded than a purely inspirational birth book. Readers looking for a resource that explains options, encourages autonomy, and stays focused on practical preparation will find it especially useful. It is less suited to those who prefer a strongly medicalized approach, but within its category, it is a distinctive and well-positioned guide. If you would like to support Genevieve Howland, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.